head to Bloomberg. Good morning, Mark Mills.
Good morning. Well, global financial markets have buckled following that British vote to exit the European Union. With the Brexit infecting virtually every type of investment, the British pound plunged by a record and the euro slid by the most since it was introduced in 1999. Oil prices have dropped. Gold is surging. European stocks and U.S. futures tumbled. Asian stocks dropped by the most in 5 years. U.S., German, and Japanese bond prices are soaring as investors pile into safer investments. If you have a 401k with stocks in your portfolio, get ready to take a hit today. Stock index futures point to a more than 3% drop when the market opens at 9:30 Eastern Time this morning. Dow futures down about 500 points at this hour. Central banks are standing by to intervene if needed as reaction in financial markets is reminiscent of late 2008 at the height of the global financial crisis.
Winds News Time 5:26. Now Bloomberg Money Watch on 1010 Winds, sponsored by Smart EMS app. Here's Andrew O'Day reporting live.
The UK's vote to leave the European Union has fanned speculation that a divided Europe will put the brakes on already fragile global growth. And that fear has markets all over the world, not just Britain and Europe, falling. Losses have been magnified because most markets had bet the UK would vote to stay with Europe. But signs of stability have emerged over the past 2 hours as the head of the Bank of England says he is ready to pump billions of pounds into that nation's financial system. The loss for London's main stock index has been cut to now only 5%. That kind of day. Germany's DAX down 7%. France's CAC 40 index off 8%. Automatic trading curbs briefly kicked in for U.S. stock futures when losses hit 5%, but now losses here are only between 2.5% to 3.5%. S&P futures down 68 points. NASDAQ futures down 146. Dow futures down 446. This is the kind of day the U.S. Fed would say is the reason it conducts so-called stress tests on banks. The latest round of tests on the nation's 33 biggest banks, in which small crisis to big catastrophe are simulated, finds all the tested institutions would weather an event all the way to a steep recession with sustained high unemployment in decent shape. Bloomberg Money Watch at 26 and 56 past every hour. I'm Andrew O'Day for 1010 Winds.
Winds News Time 5.